This is AgriPulse Daybreak for Monday, March 9th, brought to you by Watkins & Miller and Dairy Management Incorporated. Good morning, I'm Jeff Nelly. Here's today's headlines. Time for U.S. to lead FAO, ag groups say. Fertilizer shipments affected by Hormuz closure and food for peace. Almost 100 agricultural groups and companies from across the sector urging the Trump administration to back a U.S. candidate to lead the U.N. Food and Agriculture Organization. In a letter to President Donald Trump on Friday, shared exclusively with AgriPulse, the coalition argues that current Deputy Director General Beth Bechdel could reform the organization to a better support U.S. ag. An American has not led FAO for more than 70 years, even as the United States remains the largest financial contributor, the letter reads. With Beth at the helm, FAO becomes a practical tool for delivering results for rural America. China's Chu Dongyu is currently director general of the organization. His final term ends in the summer of 2027 when there will be an election by secret ballot for a new DG. An American has not led the organization since the 1950s. In recent decades, the position has been filled by other nationalities to provide some balance to U.S. leadership and other groups, including World Food Program. This is the moment for the United States to back a candidate who will strengthen science-based policies and expand opportunities for trade and U.S. dairy products, Nicholas Garner told AgriPulse in an email. Garner is Senior Vice President for Multilateral Affairs at the U.S. Dairy Export Council, one of the signatories. Europe has also its eye on the FAO top spot. It's been 50 years since a European led the organization. The Irish government said last week that its nominee, former European Trade Commissioner Phil Hogan, has the backing of EU partners. The U.S. military and Israel continue to pound Iran, dropping thousands of bombs in an assault that began February 28th. A second week of military strikes in the country has resulted in the closure of the Strait of Hormuz, a shipping lane for a third of the world's fertilizer. Energy and fertilizer prices are rising. From urea to phosphates, global supply disruptions are already creating pressure on availability and food prices, the Fertilizer Institute said in on social media. Just ahead of the attack, the FAO reported the benchmark measure for world commodity prices rose in February. It was the first increase in the FAO food price index in 5 months, as higher quotations for wheat, most vegetable oils, and several meat types outweighed declines in cheese and sugar prices, FAO's update said. FAO also released new wheat production forecasts for 2026. The early picture points to a likely global decline of around 3% to 810 million metric tons. The amount is still above the five-year average. A coalition of ag, maritime, and labor groups and companies calling on Congress to restore international food aid funding to fiscal year 24-25 levels in the next funding bill. In a letter to top lawmakers on the Senate and House Agriculture Appropriations Subcommittees obtained by AgriPulse, the signatories note that food aid purchases have helped support rural economies while helping vulnerable populations. Food Peace, Food for Progress, and McGovern Dole not only benefit their recipients, but also U.S. economic and national security interests, the letter reads. Congress allocated $1.2 billion for Food for Peace, which has been rebranded as America's First International Food Assistance in fiscal 2026. In FY 24 and 25, the program received more than $1.6 billion. The McGovern Dole program also got $240 million. Ultimately, these kinds of humanitarian assistance programs help create a firm foundation for vulnerable communities to grow and prosper, which is why many former food aid recipient countries are now among the most important U.S. trading partners, the letter argues. We'll have more AgriPulse Daybreak after this.
Dairy Management Incorporated serves America's 34,000 plus dairy farmers and dairy importers by managing research and marketing programs aimed at promoting dairy consumption and protecting the good image of dairy farmers, dairy products, and the dairy industry. Funded entirely by dairy farmers, DMI has distinguished itself as a strategic consultant and valuable resource to businesses and organizations in the food and beverage sector that seek to increase sales and raise their image through the innovative use of dairy and dairy ingredients.
Welcome back to AgriPulse Daybreak. A senior U.S. Customs and Border Protection official says the agency is developing a system capable of administering refunds for recently axed emergency tariffs. The automated system could be ready in 45 days, they noted. In a court filing from Friday, Brandon Lord, CBP's Executive Director of Trade Programs, said that the agency doesn't have the ability to swiftly issue refunds, but is working on it. The existing system would require the agency to manually issue more than 53 million individual refunds, Lord said, but CBP is working on a process to automate and consolidate refunds by importer with added interest. The process will be simpler and more efficient than the existing functionalities, and CBP will provide guidance on how to file to refund declarations in the new system, Lord said. Corn farmers are giving a vote of no confidence to USDA's crop reports. The Iowa Corn Growers Association tells Agriculture Secretary Brooke Rollins it wants to work with USDA and Congress to investigate and fix what it calls flawed reporting. The claim comes after USDA's January crop estimates, known as the WASDE, unexpectedly raised 2025 corn acreage and yield figures. Crop prices then plummeted to the point of no return, Iowa Corn Grower President Mark Mueller writes in a letter to Rollins. Iowa Corn member Lance Littlebridge says USDA is using practices from the 1970s and they're not working. The National Corn Growers Association last month adopted a resolution saying members expect USDA to come up with new methodology. USDA officials did not respond to AgriPulse requests for comment. The agency is set to release its next monthly WASDE report tomorrow. A state court in Wisconsin has ordered chicken processor Pure Prairie Poultry to pay $13,575 under state animal mistreatment laws for abandoning chickens when it went bankrupt in late 2024. Buffalo County Circuit Judge Thomas Clark found Pure Prairie guilty of 30 counts of mistreatment to animals. Pure Prairie did not contest the charges, and Clark ordered the default judgment after Pure Prairie failed to appear in court, according to a summary on Wisconsin's court website. Pure Prairie filed for bankruptcy in October 2024, stopped providing feed for the birds under its ownership, leaving growers across the Midwest with little guidance on what to do with their chickens. The state of Iowa took over custody of birds and its borders, though Minnesota and Wisconsin lacked laws allowing them to do the same. Here's today's final word. What you're seeing is emotional reactions and fear that this is a long-term war. This is not a long-term war. That the word of Energy Secretary Chris Wright on CBS News Face the Nation about the impact of the Iran conflict on oil prices. Well, that's Daybreak for this Monday, March 9th, brought to you by Watkins & Miller and Dairy Management Incorporated. For the latest news out of Washington, D.C., visit AgriPulse.com. For AgriPulse Daybreak, I'm Chuck Daly.